I accepted that this is who I am and this is what I'm doing. Artists get the starving artists. I can't support myself. If I go into art, I'm going to struggle.
Because as an artist, you want other people to appreciate your art. A lot of people don't know the value of communication.
You have a very high value of other people's opinions, but yours is shit.
I don't actually value what my opinion is. Or, okay, my opinion is cool, but their opinion is better.
They didn't ask me if I ate today. They didn't ask me if I was okay. How am I feeling? So it really doesn't matter if they like my post or not.
Let go of the results. Just have fun. Like, that's what it'd be feeling like. And if you don't like the camera, cool. Put this one down. Pick something else up. Get on my motherfucking
face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
And action. Today's topic is, I wouldn't rather hate you. But
I'd rather hate you than me.
I would rather you hate me for being me than to love me for being somebody else. And that goes along the lines with the last episode of authenticity.
One of the last episodes
okay. Of being authentic. But I've just been thinking about that as of just growing into myself and understanding who I am, what I actually like, what I want to do. I would rather you not like me for being me. Because I'm genuinely a good person. I like to think so. I have genuine intents and everything like that. Like, I'm not here to harm anybody. But if something that I do, a moral, anything, just me being me rubs you the wrong way, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Oh. You being you rubbed them the wrong way, you fine with that. Mm-hmm. Was there a time when you weren't fine with that?
Yeah. I used to want everybody to like me.
Why?
Or not judge me for me being me.
Oh, I understand that. I felt the same way.
It's not even like I was doing anything outlandish. I just wasn't doing what y'all was doing. Mm.
So what led you to this line of thinking?
I took a nap today. just growing and loving me for me, accepting me, led me to this moment. Mm-hmm. And realizing that you don't have to like me. It's okay.
I will say that I think I'm now in a space where I feel this way as well. And I found it to be a lot more freeing to just be like, I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you like what I just said. It was me. It was who I am. It's a part of me. Versus in the past, I would feel like I'm trying to say or do the perfect thing, whatever would be the most acceptable thing in that person's eyes or in my eyes even. And it's just like, there is no perfect thing to say or do in this moment. Like, even if I tried to not hurt your feelings, I still might hurt your feelings. Or I might make it worse. Or even if I'm trying to do the perfect thing, you might not even care. Because it's not about you. You know? So, I don't know. I definitely feel that. It's a lot more freeing to go through life and be like, I would just want to be myself. I don't care if you like me or not.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I had this realization like 2 weeks ago, and I was just thinking about it. Like, I spent a lot of time trying to make people like me or doing the perfect thing so that people would be okay with it, people were comfortable. But the entire time, I was uncomfortable. So, like, why? If I have to choose between me being comfortable and you guys, like, respectfully,
choose me.
Or disrespectfully, depending on how you feel.
Disrespectfully,
yeah.
I choose me.
Yeah, and I just don't care anymore. But again, it took a lot of me caring entirely too much for me to get to that point, because I cared about a bunch of stuff that I didn't even know that I was caring about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now it's a lot more freeing to be able to not care about that stuff. And I'll leave that up to you guys. Like, whether or not you like it, it's not up to me. And I also recognize with that too, there were a lot of values that I had that weren't up to me to decide whether or not I was doing well at it. So, like, it could be something like you wanted to be critically acclaimed, or you wanted to be rated a certain way, and it's like that isn't even up to me. I have no control over that.
Yeah.
So like, why would I base my value on that when it's like I can't even control that?
I was just gonna say that even goes into what you actually like, what you want to do with your life. Like, as far as me, it's easy to say. I'm not gonna say easy, but it's cliche or stereotypical for somebody to be like, "Oh, you 30, you still making music, you still trying to make this work," because they say 30 is a, like, music is a young people's, actually rap is a young people's sport.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta be following. Oh yeah, I just dropped. We still dropping.
Yeah,
just stuff like that. Even like, quote unquote, chasing a dream. It's not even a thing of I'm not chasing anything anymore. I accepted that this is who I am and this is what I'm doing. And everything is being pulled towards me. Everything that's for me is being pulled towards me.
Yeah, and I think as artists, kind of going to what y'all both said, as artists, we place a lot of value on the things that other people say and do, or we look at ourselves in certain ways depending on what other people say or do. Because even, I won't even say just as artists, but now I think society is like this. But as artists, you know, you're looking to be critically acclaimed. You're looking to be accepted into whatever galleries. You're looking to get whatever prizes and different things like that for your art, or even for it to sell in a certain way. Versus like how, I don't know, just not looking to those things. Like, I think it's a lot, it's weird though, because when you're operating in a way like this is a part of your career, I think it goes back to one of the conversations that we were having about, it was about art. I just can't remember what we said exactly. Probably like being accepted. It's probably like, doesn't matter if other people accept you, but I think it's like a weird, I don't want to call it a circle, but maybe like a trap. It's like a weird trap that you have to get out of, because as an artist, you want other people to appreciate your art. And in doing so, you're like, they're going to appreciate me as well. But when you detach yourself from those things, even not discounting the things that you do because other people didn't value it, it's difficult.
I think art and creativity in a whole is the only industry where we're constantly, or we're taught, or we're shown to look for somebody to propel us forward, or look for people to tell us what we are, opposed to, let's say, it's a blue-collar job or a trade or something like that. They look at, well, society looks at these things as valuable, art and creativity, that's just for fun.
But I'll even say, even in those settings, you're looking, a lot of times you're looking for someone to say that you're valuable. Because when you think of it, like, in terms of getting a promotion, or, like, you want to be a valued member of your team, and, like, you could say that you're valuable, but your boss might not think that you're that valuable. I really think that's just how society is kind of set up for us, to constantly look outside of ourselves to figure out if there is value here. Like, if I'm valued in this moment, or whatever I did is valuable. I think because it's not just in art. I think art is more centered around it. But it does show up in other areas.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, because I think even if you're thinking about somebody who has a trade, let's say you're a plumber or something, you would want people to have a good opinion of your work, so that you can get more referrals, so that you can get more work.
Reviews,
yeah, that kind of thing. So some of it is still opinion based, but it's different for art.
Let's stick to the plumber analogy.
Mm-hmm.
The bad rap that plumbers get is they butt crack always out. Artists get the starving artists. I can't support myself. If I go into art, I'm going to struggle. If I become a plumber, All I gotta worry about is eating subs and my butt cracking. Yeah. Like,
I mean, yeah.
I think that's a different type of value.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I'm also not a plumber, so I don't know what the plumber's experience. I mean, listen, well, plumber's butt crack may be very damaging to some people. May not be that damaging to you. Or somebody else may be looking at us like, you're complaining about what? Like, you make things that you like, and if somebody doesn't like it, okay, you make something else. And it's like, I think it's just, for us, it feels like it hurts more, but I don't know if I can't 100% say that they're the weight of opinions matter more in art than it does in other mediums. I don't know if it does or not.
One thing that I just thought about was, as we're having this conversation, I feel like artists have the most difficult time defining why what we made is needed. So, like, a plumber, if you're using a bathroom, you need me. Like, you have a bathroom or any pipes or anything, you need me. If you want to see at nighttime, I'm an electrician, you need me. Like, just stuff like that. But as an artist, I feel like we have a difficult time expressing the need for what we just did. Some of us. I'm not going to say everybody. I'm going to say some of them.
Well, I mean, that's also a different skill. Like, to be able to make something and to be able to explain why it's valuable to somebody is two totally different skills, at least to me. So I think there are a lot of artists who don't know how to explain why this thing is valuable to somebody else who's looking at it outside of the fact that, hey, I made it. And it's like, all right, you made it, so my son made his noodle drawing. It's important to him. Yeah, I'm about to say he made me a tie. It's important to him. It's important to me. To somebody else, they may not think of it as important. So I think for artists, it's finding a way to. And I mean, I think this is, to be honest, not just with art. I think it's with anything that you have to sell. But finding a way to display the value to the person who didn't make it, because until the person who didn't make it finds value, they're not going to want to buy it. But again, even still, this all of this is about opinions of other people. So, like, if I don't value how I feel about me or the things that I do, or if I value how you feel about it more than I do, then I'm never going to be enough for me, because I'm like, I'm always trying to meet your standard, your criteria. And it's like, even when I was thinking about so much of, and I think it's in rap specifically, but in sports, in a lot of the stuff, it's about being the best, being the best, being the best. And then I had to take a second and I was like, who determines whether or not you're the best? I was like, oh, I don't even determine that. Like, I can do all the work in the world. People be like, yeah, it's not you, it's this person. So it's like, that's a terrible value for me as a person, because like, that's dependent on me getting yeses from everybody else as opposed to me just getting a yes from me.
Yeah. I think because art, a lot of art, whether it's fashion, whether it's physical, like paintings or sculptures, whether it's music, it has a lot of intrinsic value. And a lot of times we don't necessarily have the verbiage to express that. And some of that is because we feel the value, like the intrinsic value, where like, of course you feel this too, and you feel like it's important as well, but not everybody values the same things. And not everybody, so like, yes, you can see the plumber has value, like you need a plumber because we have homes, we have physical things. Some art is not tangible, and the value that the art has is not always tangible. And when I don't understand the intangible value of things or of emotions or of intellectual moments, like things that just spark your mind, then I don't necessarily understand how to express that value to someone else. Because just like we know that the plumber is valuable because we were told that the plumber was valuable, there have been multiple times where we've been told that art is valuable, but there's also been other times when we've been told that it's not. So it's up to us to be like, okay, this is valuable because. And maybe it's valuable because this might be the album that's going to finally get you to cry so you can move on from whatever you've been going through. Or maybe it's valuable because this piece is it's a replication of an artifact that was found, blah, 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 blah. Like, we have to learn to actually express what the value is. Because besides the fact that maybe the plumber fixes this thing and you need this thing, it's valuable. You need other things in life. Life is not all about the tangible. Life is more intangible things in life than there are tangible things in life. More things that you can't see. It's very much a spiritual experience just as much as it is a physical. So, or even more so. So just learning to express that, I think, is important. But yeah, learning to express that is something that I will say most creatives have not figured out. But that goes back to communication. And a lot of people don't know the value of communication. So if I'm not able to understand the value of communication, I'm not going to learn how to express what I need to express in order for you to see the value. But I also have to believe in this thing before I expect you to believe in this thing. So it's different.
Yeah, and I think initially a lot of artists, of course you made the thing out of love, but you end up starting off making it so that people will like the thing that you do. But sometimes you end up compromising what you're trying to do because you want people to like it so much. And the irony is that when you're trying to make things for people to like, a lot of times they don't like it, mm-hmm. which is like, I'm doing all of this so that you like it. And now you guys don't even like the thing that I made. And then the second I stop caring about whether or not you like it, now you guys enjoy it because there's a level of like, I didn't make this for you. I don't care about what your opinion is. It's like, okay, that's cool. I resonate with that. And it's like, it's just this kind of weird catch-22, at least for me.
Yeah. I would say it's a thing of, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Once you start making it for yourself, you resonate with it more. And it's not, I'm not trying to impress anybody. Like you was just saying, I'm not trying to get you to like this. This is me. This is how I felt in the moment. A lot of times it's easier to explain why I did this. Or it might be difficult, but sometimes it's just because this is how I felt. I don't know why I chose red, or red was the only color that I had. Mm-hmm. So I did my best to make something out of this red paint that I had left. Mm-hmm. Or when I made this song, I saw red. And this is what I think of when I see red. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Just, it don't have to be. I feel like at least for me, I felt like I had to have a paragraph reason, a dissertation of why I chose this. This makes me feel like this correlated with these colors. And I did. It's not that deep. I liked it.
Yeah, and sometimes it can be that deep, though.
It can be,
but it's not a requirement for it to be that deep. And I also think I think we value other people's opinions so much. And I think that's where a lot of the I want people to like me comes from. Because it's like, you have a very high, value of other people's opinions, but yours is shit. And it's like, you don't really value your own opinion that much. So because you don't value yours that much, I need to get it from somewhere else. And it's like,
make sure I'm not crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, I may seem crazy, but if you came into this world, I might not seem that crazy to you.
Yeah.
So just being okay with that. But that takes a lot for a lot of people. Not even just artists, I just think in general, it takes a lot.
Yeah, I feel like, I was like that for quite some time, but I didn't even realize I was like that. I didn't realize I wasn't valuing my opinion. Because it's just so normal to ask somebody like, hey, what do you think of this? Or it was normal for me to second guess myself. So I didn't realize it had become a habit of like, I don't actually value what my opinion is. Or, okay, my opinion is cool, but their opinion is better type of thing. And you start to look at people like, okay, well, you must be an expert in this. You must be the expert in this because I value your opinion. This went well last time. And you just get into this habit of looking to other people for things that you don't even need to look to them for. You know what you want. You know what this is. And even if you don't, sometimes you'll find your way to figure out what it is.
I have two things. The first thing is, it just recently, I got to the point where I can see the stuff that I've been saying I wanted to do. Like earlier, I was telling y'all, the music inspires the art and the fashion, and the fashion and the art is lookbook for the fashion stuff. Like now, I can actually see the stuff that I've been doing was leading me to what I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was, the other day I was thinking about posting, and I almost didn't post, but then I remembered the people who about to see this. They didn't ask me if I ate today. They didn't ask me if I was okay. How am I feeling? So it really doesn't matter if they like my post or not, because they didn't check on me. Like they're not thinking about me at all, for the most part. Some people are. If you are, hey. If you're not, hey. But if I want to post, I can post. If I want to do this, this, and this, I can do this, this, and this. Everything is up to me.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I had two things. One, it was, when you're going for the opinions of other people, it's really funny because most of the time when you're making something, it's not like you're going to the opinion of somebody who's better at the thing that you're doing to get advice for me. It's not like you're not going to Stevie Wonder to ask him, hey, how's my piano playing sound, right? You're going to your uncle who's never played a piano a day in his life, and you're like, hey, what is this thing? What do you think about it? It's trash. And it's like, you don't even know how to play. Like, you've never played. Like, you can't even play the triangle. And I'm going to you. Why am I going to you to ask for your opinion about this? At the very least, if you're going to look for somebody's opinion or value their opinion as better or more experienced, at least go to somebody who's done the thing that you're trying to do and is better at it. Yes. Because they can tell you, like, nah, that's not where you want to go because of X, Y, and Z. Otherwise, we're just going to random people.
Nah, even your feelings.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm upset because this person didn't like it. He don't play music. He don't know what songs in the key of life sound like. You know, like it's just super silly to me. And then the other thing I was gonna say was I forget who I got this from, but it was when it comes to like posting and opinions of other people just in general. It was like, if you think about every person that is like a reason why you don't want to post, so you're thinking about like, what would they say, right? If you zoom out in 200 years, nobody's going to be here. Like none of the people that you're talking about, that you're thinking about, their opinion, they're not going to be here. And on top of that, you're not going to be here. So why on earth do I care about it now? Like it's like, it doesn't matter. Like it really doesn't matter. Like live your life exactly how you want to live it. But it takes a lot of like moving stuff out of the way. Like I cared about this person. I want them to like this thing. It's like, all right, if they don't, it's an opinion. Who cares? It don't even mean nothing.
Even earlier, I was like, I think y'all gonna like the music that I've been working on. And Shakoya was like, but does it even matter? Like, nah, but I know y'all gonna like these. It's just cause I like them.
Yeah. But I have to ask myself that, because, I mean, we've all released music recently. So make sure y'all check those out. The links are in the description. So make sure y'all check all of that out. But I had to keep asking myself that because I found that this time when releasing music, everyone has decided to give me their opinion on it. But I haven't asked anyone's opinion. In the past, I asked people's opinion. Actually, I did ask. I mean, I asked y'all, but that was before I was releasing everything. And then I did ask, I asked TJ because, you know, he taught us how to mix and stuff. So I just was like, oh, yeah. It was an afterthought. I was like, oh, yeah. Also, I mixed and mastered this myself. If you got any pointers on how to get this better, then please let me know.
Did he give you the pointers?
You know TJ don't be texting.
Oh, I know for that special occasion. Like, okay, Shakur, you try, let me.
Nah, I had just texted him because he texted me back like a week later. I didn't even realize I sent him the EP. he texted me back like a week later, like adding, like he was adding it to his playlist. And then I was just like, oh yeah, by the way, while I have you here. But I didn't text back for at least like 8 hours, so I don't know. But I realized in the past, I used to be like waiting for feedback or like searching for it or like, hey, what y'all think? Like waiting for people to tell me that they like it and blah, 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 or if they hate it. Cause you know, that's always a possibility. I don't really be wanting that feedback. Y'all keep that to yourselves. Keep it in the comments. But this time around, I was just like, I don't care what y'all think because I like this stuff. I think in the past, it was a thing where I wasn't sure about it. And I wasn't sure of its value because I wasn't sure if I liked it. Like, I wasn't sure how much I believed in it. But this time around, I was like, I love this music. I'm going to listen to this EP if nobody else does. I don't care. I love this. So
give me my streams.
So I was just like, I found it interesting because this was the moment where I was like, other people's opinions do not matter on this. I genuinely like this. And now, because that has been my thought process, still going back to what we've been talking about, now people are eager to give me their feedback. And I'm like, I don't know how to respond because this has never happened.
But it's also funny because when you're deciding to not care about what people think, and you're making the thing for you, now people have, I feel like people can sense that you didn't care, mm-hmm. and that there's no, you're not trying. And like, it feels like you're trying too hard when you want to make stuff for other people to like. So nobody gives you advice on the stuff that you're trying to make so that people like it. They give you advice on the thing that you're like, I don't really want to hear your thing. And it's like, no, this isn't the time that I wanted this. I wanted this three projects ago. Yeah. And y'all didn't give me that. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's fine. Because again, even the things that we love, like this songs that I, by me or by you guys that I love, and then y'all be like, I don't really like that one, I like this one. And I'm like, all right, cool. I don't care. Like, I don't, like, my favorite songs by y'all probably aren't y'all favorite songs by y'all. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, or the songs that y'all be like, I love this so much, I'd be like, all right, that one's okay. I like song number three. And it'd be cracking me up, so go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I do appreciate you guys for giving me your feedback. It's been wonderful. Thank you. That's it. I just want to put that out there, like, you know. I put it out not caring, but I also don't want to discourage people from being like, oh dang, she didn't wanna, like, no, I appreciate your feedback. I don't care if you like it, but I do appreciate it.
I think it's a thing of, it's like a not worrying about other people when you create and whatever. I feel like it's a thing of like working on yourself. Or when you focus on you, your light shines brighter. People notice you more. Like you could be walking down the street, minding your business. I'm just here to go to the bodega, just to get a little sandwich, a little deli. But I'm minding my business. I'm not worrying about nobody. Everybody looking at you. Oh, yeah, I just see you at the. And I see you with the, oh, you doing your thing. Like, I'm just trying to
get my sandwich
and go back home. But it's like when you're not worrying about things outside of you, everything outside of you is turned towards you. Like,
it's like an attraction thing.
That's the word. Everything outside of you is attracted to you.
I definitely agree. I think, and not even just with music, I just think with like the more you care less about what people think, the more people ask you about what you think. It's just, and it'll be like, I really don't care what anybody thinks about. Like, it's almost like you're more interesting as an individual when you're not trying to be likable. And now people can pay attention to you more. Because when you're trying to fit in, like, people don't really care about your opinion. And then when you're not trying to fit in, people all of a sudden, they care about everything. It's like, I was like, when I was trying to fit in, be cool with y'all, y'all didn't ask me nothing. Now that I don't care, y'all want to ask me every question under the sun. Y'all want to be around me. It's like, what's going on here? But I understand it's I think the energy is different. And I don't think anybody responds well to desperate energy. And I think when it comes to you trying to be liked, you're giving off desperate energy. So anytime somebody feels that, they'd be like, Like the universe don't even like that spread. Like, oh, you want it too bad.
Yuck.
Let go of the results. Just have fun. Like, that's what it'd be feeling like. It's just like, you're doing too much. Just allow it to, like, just don't, like, care. But not that much, you know? Like,
that's how I've been feeling. Like, lately, I've been tired. I haven't been sleeping like I would like to. But I had it in my mind and I'm going to record. So, and I'd be like, it'd be like a, I'm not going to say a stress reliever, but it's just so fulfilling. It's
therapeutic.
And that's why I started making music anyway. So I feel like I'm getting back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's cool.
Yeah. I do think that I am a lot freer now, not basing my value based on what people think of me or my art. Like, even when you go back, I know we've been talking about art for a long time, but even when you go back to just thinking about you as a person, like, I don't care no more. Like, because when I did care, I was people pleasing. And I was, like you said before, allowing myself to be uncomfortable in situations that I didn't need to be uncomfortable in. I could have just said no, or I could have said yes and gone on about my business, but it's free over here. So do y'all feel like, were you about to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, to your point, I think it's a lot of freeing. It's like one of my favorite 50 Cent quotes. Like, I don't want no problem, but if you want a problem, it's no problem. Like, it's like that thing. It's like, I don't need you to like me, but it was like, I don't need you to like me, but if you like me, it's cool. Like,
yeah.
Or if you don't like me, it's fine. Like, I'm finally to that place. So, like, that's what it was making me think of, like, you were talking about.
Yeah, I think that if you don't like me, it's fine. I think I've always been fine with, like, if you don't like me. But I think low-key, I was still kind of like, but, like, why don't you like me, though? Or even if you did like me, I was like, well, why do you like me? And maybe I can do more of that.
I used to think that, too. Like, why do you like me? Sometimes I still think about why do you like me. But it's not to do more of what you like from me. I just be curious. I enjoy people telling me about myself. Is that self-absorbed?
It sounded a little bit. I don't know.
I do enjoy it because I like people be all big into horoscopes and stuff. Oh, they like Sagittarius. I don't tell me about myself. I just want to see if it aligns.
That's different.
And I like, yeah, I just like to hear what people think.
Oh, I don't think that's self-absorbed. I be wondering though too. Mm-hmm. I think everybody wonders what other people think of them.
I was gonna say. It's a teeny bit self-absorbed, but it's, you know, but I think it's healthy. Like, I think it's a healthy thing. Like, you should want to know more about yourself so that you can, if you wanted to improve, cool. If you wanted to double down on certain stuff, you can. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I think you should have a level of involvement and interest in yourself so that you can learn more about yourself. Like, and just also so that when somebody tries to tell you that you like this, then all of y'all is like, this is like, hold on, I don't know who you referring to. Over here, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, over here, it's life, bro. We living. But yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
You had a question, though, my man?
I was going to say, have y'all noticed like a shift in your like actual life since you have stopped caring as much of other people's opinions?
Life is a lot easier because I'm not trying to do anything. Like, I accepted the fact before, like in the past, the Southside days, that's when I first started on my healing journey and everything. And I was also watching I started my entrepreneurial journey, mm-hmm. but I'm watching the entrepreneurs who are already entrepreneuring. And this COVID times, so you don't even really know people entrepreneuring the way they say they're entrepreneuring, because the people who actually entrepreneuring, they in the trenches right now. Like, they're just trying to get it. But now everybody posting and like, oh, I'm on a trip. How you entrepreneuring on a trip? This is my entrepreneurial journey is different. I wasn't getting it out the mud, but it's like a whole process before you get to the trip that they was not showing.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't showing you up all night game planning and doing this, and this. You gotta go out and meet people in your industry. solopreneur. That's supposed to be just me.
He said, I ain't get it out the mud, but it was a little dirty up there. It was dirty, a little bit of soil out there.
Man. I'm Mr. Lonely. You think I gotta get a team? What? But I don't even know how I got here. Y'all know how I got here?
Her question initially was, do you notice the difference?
Oh, yeah. Stuff is a lot easier. I'm not trying to impress nobody. I'm literally, my biggest goal is to have fun. Do the stuff that I want to do. I don't want to be 97 and be like, dang, back in 2025, I should have.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm doing the things, and I'm going to be the person who tell me that, Ashley, you don't want to do that.
What about you?
Yeah, I definitely noticed the difference. I think that it is a lot more freeing, of course. And it's funny because I feel like initially I did not care at all. And then I started caring too much. And so I'm just being reminded every day that what I was doing before wasn't bad. It was just, I just needed to have a level of tact.
Harmony. Yeah.
Tag harmony. Okay. All of it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Different words.
Yeah. But, you know, just have a level of concern for others, but it's not an obsession about what they think. So it's like things that I was focused on whatever I wanted to focus on. And everything else just faded to the background. But you should focus on, like, please. What? I'm focusing on this. I'm in the middle of doing this. Let me finish doing it. And I think it's a lot more freeing and it's a lot less weight to have to, because people's opinions, even, it's really funny because an opinion, It don't mean nothing, but it feels so weighted. Like it's
just feeling. Airy, fish,
yeah, and airy, it's like
say that you plainly say your pain.
But yeah, it just be feeling like an extra boulder on your shoulder for no reason, and it's like just let that go. Like it's just their opinion ain't gonna matter a year from now. Like you're gonna be making something, and a year from now you're gonna be like, you may be thinking about their opinion. They don't even remember that they said that you couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You be sitting there like, nah, you said on January 15th last year that I couldn't do it. It's like,
you left me a voice note.
Yeah, it was like, I did. I went about my life. Like, I did 38 things. We were just talking. I don't even remember the conversation. And it's like, we're the only people that still remember the weight of the opinion. So I was like, just let that thing go. Let that man go.
And I just have one more thing that I've been thinking about. I've been cut off for less. So if you mad that I want to be me, feel free to cut me off.
Snip, snip.
Okay.
Cut it.
Full jump in the seat.
Okay.
What about you?
So I think I've noticed a shift. Like I said, I do feel freer. Not really caring about what other people think of me, of my art. And I think my focus now is just allowing myself to have a better overall quality of life. And I can't do that any other way but my way. So if that requires me to make sure that if we on the phone, we getting off the phone by a certain time, like upholding my boundaries, essentially. And not everybody is, I don't want to say they're responsive, but not everybody likes when people have boundaries. And now that I have boundaries, because I didn't in the past, I think in order for me to move forward and have a better quality of life, I gotta literally adhere to my boundaries.
Like, what you mean I can't come in your house and take all of your socks anytime I want like I used to? That's crazy.
Like, absolutely not. I was watching something, and it's like a side note, but it actually ties in, right? I was watching this video. Well, I found this video on Instagram, and he wasn't talking to him. They just left everything in the comments, but it was a sleep doctor, and it was listing out like 10 things that sleep is, or your lack of sleep is doing to your body, or something like that. I'll link it below. But pretty much, one of the things was like, you're not a light sleeper. That's just a trauma response. And I used to think about the fact that you said taking my socks. I used to think about whenever somebody used to come into my room when I was little, I would immediately pop back up, like pop awake, because I could hear them. And I'd be like, what do you need? And sometimes it was my mom coming to grab a pair of socks because she ain't had time to wash her socks. She's coming to get some of mine. But even just like recognizing like, oh, I didn't know that was like a trauma response. So listening to myself, listening to my body, and like actually, if whether it be creating new boundaries, adhering to the old boundaries that I've set in place, but like people might not like me for that, and I just do not give a fuck. Like if I'm being completely honest right now, I'm in that space because I recognize there are certain things that I need, and there are certain things that I've been doing as far as like still putting myself last, and because I still gotta get past all of my people pleasing habits. But I can't. I don't want to do that no more. It's not even that I can't. I don't want to do it anymore. If I'm going to have a better quality of life, that means that I'm going to sleep at a certain time. The phone will be on do not disturb, okay? You're not going to have 24/7 contact to me. That just is what it is. I'm going to be off the phone so that I can do my music, do my art, study, whatever I want to do. And it just, I don't know, I like it. It's better that way for me. But if you don't like it, then that's just is what it is.
Yeah, that's all, I mean, that's also on the individual. Like, who determines whether or not the other person likes it is the other person.
Right.
So it's that. And I just think about it, like, it feels like everybody's a camera, and everybody has a specific lens that they're looking at life through. And if I don't take the pictures how my camera works, I'm robbing everybody of the opportunity to see what life looks like for me.
Right.
I'm robbing myself of the opportunity to see what I can do, like what my camera can actually do.
Because look, it's like my angle is completely different. Like my lens is completely different. The way the sky looks in this picture is completely different. But if I don't express that, nobody ever gets a chance to see what the world looks like from my point of view. So at this point, it's like, and if you don't like the camera, cool, put this one down, pick something else up. I don't, like, it's not.
Yeah, use your camera.
Use your camera, please. Like, go. It's like, there's going to be somebody who loves the way you view the world. So allow them to love that and allow yourself to love that as well. I think we spend way too much time, like, you a Canon trying to take a picture like a Nikon. Like, boy, if you don't just sit down, like, go take your Canon pictures to the left and let the Nikon take the pictures over there. And it's like, it seems silly, but that's how we really be operating. We're just, like, trying to make ourselves look like something else that maybe we admire, or maybe somebody else said, not this is the standard. And it's like, okay, this was the standard until it's not.
Right.
Right. Until we find something else that we like. And it's like, cool. And I can't make my decisions based on whether or not you guys like something. Like, that, because you may like something today for this reason, and then the next day you're like, actually, I don't like it anymore. So, like, what does that leave me with? Like, especially when it comes to myself, like, what does that leave me with if I'm just waiting on somebody to be like, I like you? It's like, I don't care if you like me. I like me. I'm with me 24/7.
Right.
Like, if I don't like me, that's the best for me. It's like, if I don't like me, that's the problem.
Yeah. Because I'm with me the most. Yeah. That was a good conversation, y'all.
I was about to say, the only question I was going to ask was there anything in particular that was a turning point for you guys to like hit that switch of, I don't care if you don't like me?
For me, I would say it was accepting me for me, which was probably like recent. I would say this year, like actually at the point where what I want for myself is more important than what I think, or more important than what I think would make others happy.
For me, I think that I don't think there was like one moment that was just like the switch was flipped. I think it was like a slow turning point where I started sitting with my emotions again, doing the peace process from the book Not Nice. If y'all haven't read that book, definitely read that book. I'm going to link it. I know I always say I'm going to link stuff, and I'll be linking it. I'm going to link this. So I think from sitting with my emotions over the past, I will say, few weeks to the past month, I started noticing that I didn't have as much peace in my life that I thought I had gained. And in looking at the things that were bringing me stress and stuff like that, I realized that, I mean, so a lot of it was me. A lot of it was just me. But I realized that I can't keep caring about these things and still have a life of peace. And I decided that my peace was more important than me valuing these other things or doing things in the same way that I had been doing them. So that was like a slow turning point of like, I do not care. Cause I can't, if I care, then I can't get to what I want. And I'm tired of not getting to what I want because I care so much about other people's opinions or what if they're gonna think or what I think they're gonna think or what I think they're gonna think it looks like or whatever. So yeah, I just had to, it was just like a moment where I was just like, man, fuck it. I gotta choose me. Pardon my language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, it was similar thing to you guys. It wasn't a specific moment. I do remember one that felt like the last straw though when I was at work, phone ringing, people coming in, people keep asking me for stuff. And I remember, like, the phone rang one more time, and then the door opened. And I was like, you know what? Nah, bro, I'm just not about to get up. Like, I'm just not, I'm like, I don't want to help y'all right now. Like, and it was just, I'm just sitting at work, and I'm just like, y'all can wait. Like, y'all can wait for a second. And it was like, oh, I've been being nice even at my job. So just doing that, and of course, a lot of other stuff in life, but just kind of like, stuff just piling on and then me realizing like this is not necessary. This isn't my task. Shout out to the courage to be this life, not my task.
We'll link that below too. That's a good book. If y'all read Not Nice, read The Courage to Be This Life. Also just read both of them. That's all I'm gonna say. Do y'all have any final thoughts, final opinions, or even tidbits for people on this subject? Of loving yourself despite what other people think.
Love yourself despite what other people think. But in doing that, you'll find that more people love you than when you're trying to be something that you're not. Like, more people will actually love you, actually like you, actually like being around you and having you around. When you're actually being yourself, you'll find your people, you'll find your tribe by being yourself, and you'll live a much more fulfilling life. By being yourself.
Action.
yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think there's nothing worse than you people loving you, loving a version of you that's not even you. So I'd much rather you love the actual version that's me as opposed to some fake version that I created that I don't want to be in 2 weeks. You know, so I think it's that, and I just think I would just say just don't rob the world of you, because like we only get one you, so don't rob the world of like the experience of you.
You might come back as a bird and they don't talk, so
they don't say no. They don't say.
I was just going to say one of the best feelings in the world is loving who you are, like wholeheartedly. And just allowing yourself to be who you are. So even if you're unsure about it, you know, I say try it out.
Give it a try.
Give it a try.
14-day free trial.
Word, if you don't like it, you can always go back to that fake version.
You can. Free of charge. Without options. But I would say lean into it because it is definitely it's a great experience. It could be a little scary at first, but honestly, it's the best thing ever. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Check out all the links that are in the description. We got music out, so check out our EPs. I'll link the books that we talked about, video I mentioned, all those things. And thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquille D.
Bye, bye, breeze into the ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank you. Once again, we will see you guys next week. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen.
Adios. Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
the goddamn button.